Jonah chapter 1. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, and said, Get up, and go to Nineveh, the great city, and call out to it that their wickedness has come up into my presence. But Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord, and he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare for this, and he went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind to the sea, and there was a great storm on the sea, and the ship was on the point of being broken. And the sailors were afraid, and each one called to his God. And they jettisoned the cargo which was in the ship into the sea, in order to lighten the vessel from it. But Jonah had gone down into the cabins of the vessel, and had lain down, and he was in deep sleep. And the captain approached him and said to him, What are you doing sleeping? Get up and call on your God. It may be that God will consider us, and we will not perish. And each man said to his neighbour, Come and let us cast lots, so we know on account of whom this misfortune of ours has come. And they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And they said to him, Please tell us on account of what this misfortune of ours is, and what your business is, and where you come from, and what your country is, and of which people you are. And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. And the men were afraid with a great fear, and the men said to him, What is this that you have done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the Lord, for he had told them. And they said to him, What should we do to you, so that the sea will calm down for us? For the sea is becoming more and more tempestuous. And he said to them, Lift me up and throw me into the sea, and the sea will calm down for you. For I know that it is on account of me that this great storm has come on you. Then the men rowed in order to return to dry land, but they could not do it, because the sea was becoming more and more tempestuous on them. So they called to the Lord and said, We beseech you, Lord, please do not let us perish because of this man's life, and do not lay innocent blood on us, for you, O Lord, do what you please. So they lifted Jonah up and threw him in the sea, and the sea stopped its raging. And the men feared the Lord with a great fear, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and they made vows. Then the Lord appointed a large fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the inner parts of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.